Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:23. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Let's try that again. Professor Shabir Mahdi, good morning. Can you hear us?
Good morning. Yes, I can hear you.
I apologize for the technical issues a little bit earlier. All right. So what is the latest on with regard to the Omicron variant? Is it, you know, we started to see reports of people saying, well, maybe this is the end of coronavirus. Is this the virus burning itself out? What are your thoughts?
So it certainly is not the end of coronavirus. If anything, it tells us that the virus will probably be with us for the rest of our lifetime, because the virus is going to continue mutating. We're going to continue experiencing new variants. But what is different this time around is there seems to be an unhinging of the high case rate that's taking, the number of infections that's taking place in the communities, especially in Gauteng at this point in time, and the hospitalization. So the hospitalization seems to be much more subdued than what we would have expected in relation to the number of cases that are taking place at this point in time. Now, the most likely reason is that although this particular variant might be more transmissible, and it's also able to evade the antibodies that's induced by vaccines as well as past infection, what seems to be happening is that high force of infection that's taken place in South Africa, coupled with vaccination that's taking place, is actually protecting people against severe disease and death. So it's not protecting people from being infected to the virus, but when it comes to protecting against severe disease and death, it seems to be playing a really good role. So we're sort of going perhaps into a different type of phase of the pandemic, where we still continue experiencing resurgences, which might or might not be due to new variants, continue having large number of cases documented, but again, an uncoupling with the death and hospitalization compared to the past wave.
Mm. So the question is has this now shifting to become a serious disease for the unvaccinated, but a bother or just a something else, you know, not too serious a disease for the vaccinated?
That's pretty much correct. So if you're vaccinated or if you've been previously infected to the virus, then you've got protection against severe disease. You're still going to get infected. Even if you're fully vaccinated, if you've had two doses of the Pfizer vaccine as an example, there's a strong likelihood that if you are exposed to the virus that you will get infected, especially if you've been vaccinated some time ago. But if you are infected and you've been vaccinated, you're much less likely to end up in hospital compared to someone that has not been previously infected and has not been vaccinated.
Mm. I mean, anecdotally, and of course it's only anecdotally, all of the people that I know, and I do know a number of people that are currently ill, they have all been vaccinated, but none of them are particularly ill, which really is a tremendous comfort and hopefully will encourage other people who haven't been vaccinated just to go out and get the darn thing.
Absolutely, and we've always said the main goal of vaccination is to protect people from ending up in hospital and dying of COVID-19. And vaccines do protect against infections, and it protected very well against infections due to earlier variants, such as the Alpha variant as well as the Delta variant. When it does protect against infection, that's a value add of vaccine. But we can't lose sight that the main goal of vaccination is to protect people from being hospitalized and dying from COVID.
Mm. In terms of concerns around children, obviously in South Africa, no one under 12 has been able to receive the vaccine. Is this something that now needs to shift, in your view, to start vaccinating those older than 5?
In fact, I'm quite sort of non-committed to that. So we need to understand that even with this particular variant, children are still not developing severe disease in large numbers. In fact, the number of children that are hospitalized because of COVID is quite nominal compared with what we're seeing even in adults that are fully vaccinated. So adults above the age of 45, 50, that's fully vaccinated, they're still more likely to end up in hospital and to be admitted for COVID and to die of COVID than an unvaccinated child. So when it comes to children, they've been relatively spared the severe consequences of COVID, and we should be happy about that. So should we be vaccinating children? Certainly, we can vaccinate children. Is it going to have as much of a public health benefit compared with really using those vaccines to boost adults, especially people above the age of 60? The answer is no. The vaccine would be better utilized to give additional doses of vaccine in people above the age of 60, as well as people that are immunocompromised. If there weren't any issues with regard to shortage of vaccines, certainly so.
Right. And in terms of the different way of dealing with this, and I know it's obviously early to say, I was surprised that we're starting to see this already, but people saying, well, open up borders, let Omicron take over the world, because it's much more mild, especially in vaccinated countries. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, that's not the correct summation. So in a South African context, where there's a high percentage of people that have got some sort of immunity, either because of past infection or because of vaccines, the virus is behaving in a certain pattern where we're getting milder disease. But in another setting where there hasn't been a lot of high levels of natural infection, then you might have a very different sort of playing out of the virus. So I think we need to be cautious about how we extrapolate the South African experience to other countries.
Professor Shabir Amari, Professor of Vaccinology at the University of Witwatersrand.